Greetings and welcome, lords and ladies. You're listening to Psionics Digirati on Planet Vrilonk. Tonight's podcast is about low and high magic and everything in between. So without further ado, let us begin. Perhaps you have read of these things for which I'm about to speak of. And perhaps you've heard of the various arts, and you've been curious, or perhaps you've been boggled by trying to make heads or tails of this sort of thing. And I understand, it's understandable. After all, the true arcane has been muddled by the New Age and publishing houses thereof which I speak, and I'm going to clarify, shed some light, some illumination on this rather confusing territory. Alright, so low magic, high magic, and everything else. Let us begin with low magic. What is it? Precious? Well, low magic is essentially the thing that you think about when you imagine the old hag brewing that pot of potions, the brew, the witch's brew and all that. It's essentially, you know, herbs and stones and paying heed to the seasons, the cycles of the moon. And low magic essentially encompasses animism, which is the belief that everything in nature is alive and conscious, and more importantly, has spirit in it. And it encompasses a certain veneration for the forces of nature. A little bit above that area of low magic, but still within low magic, is the part of magic where the various goddesses, the horned god, and the pantheon of various entities comes into play. And that's where we're moving sort of out of animism and the elves and dwarves and gnomes and sprites, and now we're moving into an area of gods and goddesses, but still within the realm of low magic. And that is essentially what low magic is. It's something that tends to be performed by, usually by the individual. It can be performed in groups and rituals, and it is. But essentially, low magic is animism and paganism. Okay, so if you really wanted to simplify the difference between high and low, low magic is essentially animism and paganism. High magic is where we're talking about performing ceremonies within temples, usually elaborate big temples, and we're talking about things that have to do with the highest and mightiest power in the cosmos, and that would of course be God. And high magic has to do with the working of magic through the most potent and powerful names of God, and then branches out to the various archangels and angels and demons and so on. So that would be high magic. So you could say that the difference between low magic and high magic is, again, animism, paganism versus the monotheistic worldview. Got that? Good. So those are the differences there, high and low. One is not particularly superior to the other. There's simply a difference in human reasoning. So it's not that one's really lower and one's higher. It's just that those within the temples of high magic would consider the other older magics to be low magic. And so we have that distinction between low and high. But again, they're really just variations of human reasoning. And there you have it. So what about everything else? Modern stuff. What is all the, you know, what are people doing today that's different than the high and low? And that's where you have things like the creative stuff. And creative magic is usually called chaos magic for whatever reason. But it essentially means creative. You don't have any stringent set of rules by which are applied to your art. And then, of course, we have the stuff of legend, the stuff of science fiction called psionics. And that's essentially mind energy, which is often accompanied by machines, devices, or gadgets, or gadgetry. But it can be performed without any of those. It's essentially, psionics would be mind energy, and I like to think of it as information. The entire universe, everything in it, is composed of information, and that information makes things do stuff. So psionics is that. Okay, well, I think I've wrapped up that for you. So, people tend to wonder, well, what's the difference then between psionics and psionic magic? Well, it's really the number of words, you know. They are sort of interchangeable, I suppose. But psionic magic would basically be blending certain aspects of other magical systems into a psionic platform, if you want to call it that, or a psionic methodology. So you might take various aspects of traditional magic and incorporate these into psionics, or incorporate your psionics into traditional systems. An example of this, and I'll give you a very simple example so as not to confuse you, is in the traditional system of magic, an initiate or a beginning magician, witch or wizard, would cut off a tree branch or a branch from a tree and shape that and fashion it into a wand, a working wand, through which that individual would visualize light coming out of the end of that wand. And that's how it was done. Now, in psionics, what we would simply do is to have that, if we're doing psionic magic, we would make our wand from a flashlight. So there you have it. That's the difference between the traditional magic and then the psionic one. A psionic one, you have a flashlight, you have an electric wand. Nothing could be simpler. Another kind of psionic wand would be taking a walkie-talkie and removing the chassis covering and placing an amplifying pattern where the speaker would normally go, and or wiring that speaker to an amplifying pattern and changing the wiring in that walkie-talkie so that it acts as a transmitter of etheric and mental energy, a transmitter of thought. So that is another kind of technical wand. Other types of technical wands could be the antenna on a radio, or any kind of antenna for that matter. And these could be considered psionic wands. So that's the only real difference. There really isn't. It's a difference in the tools, but essentially it's all the same thing. Is the human mind is attempting to influence reality, to bring the human mind into play, in sort of replacing fate with destiny, I guess you could say, is we're forging destiny instead of just accepting fate as you would have it, right? To have a say in the big game of life. That is essentially the purpose of magic. So you can have a say in the big game of life. Instead of just allowing life to lead you forward, you are in control. with psionics. Isn't it about time you were in control for a change? Don't you think so? If you do, I invite you to join my club. Go to vrlok.club, choose a membership level, and receive 5+ years of audio lectures, video courses, at no additional cost after your membership dues are paid, and have access to a beginner's page full of references, projects page, look at what we've done over the years and other students have done, what we've accomplished, and thoroughly immerse yourself in my teachings. Plus you get the club messaging system where you can ask me a question and I will respond to your questions, usually within 72 hours tops. So what are you waiting for? Become a psionic lensman, an avenger, and keep the magic high. Until next time, lords and ladies, Herr Doktor commands.